What's up, guys? We're Snake Pit's back. Both me and Dave are in the same spot again. Thank
How
fucking
is it that
God.
We took like 10 minutes to prepare to hit play and then just completely botched it in the very beginning?
Oh, that happens every time. It's all right. But sorry, we've been kind of...
It's been busy.
We have been both very extremely busy. So, but we appreciate the... support still, and we're trying to put more episodes out and try to get some content.
It broke my heart when I don't know who messaged us, but they're like, oh, thank God you guys are still doing stuff. We thought you quit. Fuck, man. Like,
yeah,
it broke my heart. So yeah, we had to finally get the same location and get stuff rolling again. So we're on it. We're going to get the Snake Pit going better in 2022.
Well, let's hope so. Community growth. We've seen a lot of Instagram pages popping up.
So the whole purpose of this thing, when we started it back in
September 2020.
Well, when the concept came up for episode one drop.
Oh, well, yeah, episode drop one. Yeah, yeah.
But we started
Instagram.
September.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's been well over a year now.
Yep.
So here we are a year later. The whole intent of Snake Pit in general is to, like, obviously pull in all these sniper communities and assets and things like that, so that crosstalk could happen. Well, it started happening, and then just it seems like as of, I would say,
2 weeks ago,
2 weeks, a month ish.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys took that to heart, and you started actually putting out not just pages, but like crosstalk was happening. We're watching, just for example, these guys crushed it. Fort Bragg snipers. They started actually, hey, this is the grid. This is the time. This is the training.
Yeah.
Show up if you want training. And then guys were cross-talking, cross-communicating, thus making better, more well-trained snipers as a whole. So that needs to continue. It's awesome to see it growing finally. It was our intent from the start to have that community available and tied in. So
yeah, and just one thing to make sure that we continue to understand and continue to do is to be professional, like especially on those pages where you are tied to an entity. You are tied to a unit, being professional on those pages, and putting out the best information for the sniper community and getting that crosstalk training, sister battalions, you know, I love seeing it, like the, you know, hey, we're doing stock, and then like they'll post a picture or a story or something like that, and there's like three different battalions that showed up, there's a ton of dudes, and they're like talking and learning, and it's awesome to see.
But yeah, but that also means I can't go and make 17th Infantry Division snipers and then, you know, up in the story post a pair of fat titties.
Yeah.
And like, fuck Joe Biden. Like, I can't do that. Like,
yeah.
That is, you've just made a branch, like yep. a section.
Because
you're tied to that entity now, like you said.
Yeah.
So it's just something we got to really keep in the back of our head.
And Sergeant Majors and, you know, officers alike are going to be ones seeing this and posting about it, you know, like it's too easy to just go in the search bar and be like, oh, Fort Bragg. And then, whoa, Fort Bragg snipers popped up. Like, what's up? Let me see this stuff. And then there's like, oh, wow, they're being unprofessional, which they aren't. But it's like, hey, whoa, what's going on here? And that is going to help. Continuing to be professional is going to help our case of being lethal and being utilized. The capabilities that we can bring to the table. You know, officers, they don't understand, or a lot of them don't understand the capabilities that we have and we bring to the table. And with these pages going out where you do post good content, you do post good stories, or you do take your officers out, they're like, hey, I'm in Fort Campbell. Can I come take along on this? Or I want to see how this goes. Like, absolutely. Show them. Show the capabilities that we have and we can bring to the table, especially in this next future war that we have. So,
well, it's such a very crucial time right now, too, because if you look at the Army as a whole right now, leadership, like top, I'm talking like top senior level, they are trying to identify what needs to change for us. Obviously, there's the political side of it, which we're not going to dive into that. It's not our role. We're looking at specific, like, warfighter stuff, conventional Army stuff, you know, all this new gear coming out, all these, you know, new things they're trying to introduce. So what better time for the sniper community to actually come together and continue to come together to show its importance and get that spotlight going to the point where, hey, sections are getting updated now. We're actually getting new things as a whole. So it's a very crucial time.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that a lot across the board too. A lot of different sections are getting those new rifles. And
it's leaking through. Like it's starting to happen.
Yep.
So it's a great time for all this to start going on.
Yep. And then, well, going off of the new equipment and stuff like that too, I kind of just want to dive into a different topic and kind of stray away.
Rabbit holes.
Talking about like technology and how we cannot be reliant on it. All right. Yes, I got you another one.
thank you.
We can't be reliant on the technology that we have. You know, it's obviously amazing to have, you know, laser rangefinders, Kestrels, GPSs and all that stuff. But we need to understand that we need to be always revert back to the basics and understand the basics and still be capable to use them. You know, spoofing for GPSs is a huge thing. And it's a real thing. You know, pulling out that map and compass is not going to get spoofed.
Well, here's something too. For the sections right now that are listening to this, or that eventually hear this, how we do training, right? You know, it's the whole like cliche crawl, walk, run, right? Well, for those sections that are, okay, we're Gucci, we're good to go, we're in the run phase. And how long have you been in that run phase? How could you go back to that crawl? What happens when you do that? You take away the toys and the cool stuff and mm-hmm. say, hey, do this basic sniper task.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be very surprised at what has gone away.
Mm-hmm.
So I think right now we need to reinforce that crawl phase before we get back into using all these like new toys and this new equipment that's thrown at us. Obviously, mm-hmm. know how to use it,
yeah.
But reinforce with these sections your crawl phase.
Yeah, and like talking about like
no pun intended. I know the whole crawling thing. Someone's gonna be like, "Oh, you fucking idiot, Dave."
Yeah, and like, you know, that goes to like sketches and knowing your data. Like, it's just simply knowing your data and not relying on a Kestrel to be like, oh, I can't remember what my data is, you know, like a 308 or a 300 Win Mag has a specific, for the most part, you know, depending on your muzzle velocity, has a relatively
consistent
yeah. data, right? Mm-hmm. So you should be able to know that, like, oh, hey, I know that target or that TRP is 500 meters and that target is near that TRP, or maybe he's a shy closer, you know, being able to dial that on and engage that target.
Well, then accurately. A big indicator for all this too, and I preach crawl phase and basics and all that. Let's look at some things we're hearing from schoolhouses. You know, there's basic tasks being failed by like these people. Like, and if you're listening to this and you're one of them, it's not that you're, you know, oh, you're fucked up or whatever, but these are people that you're capable, and these people are capable. But they're failing because of just very basic attention to detail
mm-hmm.
or a very minimal application of talent. Just you have to do those little basic things and we can keep growing.
Mm-hmm. Getting to like the fundamentals of marksmanship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how easy is it? You know, we see the Office of the Branch Chief Sniper page. Whatever.
Is he back up?
Whatever. Yeah, he is.
Okay, he went away, and I was a little sad about that.
Yeah, one of the big things, like, you know, we see on that page, you know, he's constantly giving updates of what's going on at the schoolhouse, and you know, seeing that 15 guys are getting dropped day one for the shooting is just, it's asinine. Like, why? How is that a thing?
And what did I tell you? I think a couple weeks ago, I was texting, you know, my normal Dave bitching. And like, what the fuck, Mason? I was saying something along the lines of, I wish I had this when I was going through
mm-hmm.
to train up for school or while I was at school. There is so many assets right now. It's almost like you shouldn't fail.
Mm-hmm.
You have so many things at your fingertips for resources and new and updated, like fresh. Like mm-hmm. They're showing stock lanes on there. Guys are coming back from the schoolhouse and posting, hey, this was sick. I did this XYZ training program. Like
mm-hmm.
there's things at your fingertips now. Like literally you click it and you have that access to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have to utilize these things.
Yeah. I just, you know, going back to that, the shoot-in thing, I mean, 15 people on a shoot-in, like that is just, it's mind blowing to me. Like that 15 guys failed that shoot-in, which is crazy. It's just like, how easy is it to just pull out an M4 and dry fire? The arms room's open all the time.
Before I went to school, I remember walking down, this was when I was at Fort Campbell, I was walking down Market Garden with my partner, and hey, Jose, if you're listening, we were walking to random companies' ranges just because we had some white space in the training calendar, and we would just show up with a rifle and all their PPE and stuff like that, go on the range and just like asking, hey, do you guys have a zero range that we can come on here and group on with extra rounds? Yeah, sure, man. Is that maybe, you know, there's some issues with that if you look at like planning and stuff like that for other units. I don't care. I'm going to sniper school. I'm doing everything in my power to train up for it.
Yeah.
The wrong answer is not training up or neglecting it.
Thinking you're too good.
Yeah. Thinking, oh, I zeroed at the qual range last year. I'm still Gucci on zero. I know how to do it. I can lay real still and shoot five times. Okay. So that's the whole mentality thing. Like, you're either doing everything you can do to prepare, or you're on that other spectrum of you're going to go home. So figure out a way to be on the better half of that.
Yeah. And you know, I don't know what the reasoning was or.
And things happen too. I mean, sometimes it pisses rain on your shoot in, or it's really fucking cold, or, you know, I get it. There's things that happen. You get dudes that shoot your target. They don't know how, you know, to look down and just shoot a target in their lane.
Yeah.
You know, weird stuff happens, but that's generally not the case.
Yeah. And then going into like a more mental aspect too off of that, you know, a lot of these guys, I mean, I was, when I went to school, like I was kind of obviously nervous, but I try to relax and calm those nerves because that's what you need to be, and especially behind a gun. You know, you need to be able to control that heart rate and be calm behind that gun.
Yeah.
And getting behind it and getting nervous and getting all like itty giddy and stuff like that, and then pulling that trigger in the wrong direction or not going back to your fundamentals.
Oh, yeah. You're not wrong. And it's like guys that feel that way, they're like, oh, why am I so nervous right now? You're not wrong for feeling that way. That the pit in your stomach is because you care.
Exactly.
You generally care thing.
Yeah.
About where you're at and what you're doing, what you're about to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, it's good to have that the nerves.
It's good, but it's also, you need to be able to learn how to control that.
Yes.
You know, and understand, like, what you're saying, the passion, that you care about it. You know, you should be nervous every time. When I went through school, I was nervous every freaking day. You know, it was such a mental stressor on me because I cared so much that I wanted to pass that school that I was like, always just like, I probably got more gray hairs in my head because of that.
Well, and I was also laughing. It's like Rick and Morty right now, like the beer burps, like just behind the Morty, we gotta go to sniper school. sipping on some New Glarus Spotted Cow for those that know.
Yeah.
But anyways,
So I
really want section leaders to identify right now, going back to the basics and then the shoot in, like, you know, your guys are going to be super, super nervous, you know, whether they say it, admit it or not. So just making sure you send guys down there with, hey, this is what you're going to feel. Hey, this is what's going to happen. You know, have them just at least a general idea of what the fuck's going to happen in that first 24 hours. So it's not a blind side of, Oh my God. You know, just freaking out.
Yeah. And kind of tying into like just being able to, you know, pull those M4s out and like just training aspect. I know we've talked about this before in previous podcasts and stuff like that, but it's such a big thing that I like to harp on is being able, just taking those dudes out and just training, you know, like, hey, I got a fucking hour or two. Let's go train.
It costs nothing.
Literally nothing.
To draw an M4, put a target.
Not even
a zero target on the wall.
Yeah.
25 meters away.
Not even.
And say, hey, bitch, you're going to group. It'd be nice to your guys. But have them dry fire at that target and watch them. Hey.
Help them.
Stop fidgeting. Hey, stop. Like, you should be coaching and mentoring even the most simple day zero task.
Yeah. And same thing with, like, just doing range estimation. Like, I know if you don't have your own personal LRF or you do have a Gucci one or whatnot, but I mean, most sections should have those crappy ass Bushnell ones that don't go past 500 fucking meters, but you still can do range estimation. You can still do target detection. You can do stock lanes for the most part. I mean, you should on most posts be able to have some kind of small little wooded area. Just be like, yo, let's go practice camouflage and concealment. Everybody bring your ghillie suits. We're going to go out and we're just going to practice camouflaging. I'm going to give you like 30 minutes. Put together the fucking most perfect ghillie suit camouflage ever. All right. And we'll see how we do. You know, line them up. hey, look, this is what this guy did. See how well he did, or hey, look, this guy. See what he didn't do, what he missed, what, you know, and that can kind of spark a light bulb in somebody else's head that's like, oh, shit, I should probably do that.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, too. Section leaders, if you are, whoever that senior sniper is running training, if you are unsure about your capability to get your guys trained up in time, do not think that it's a negative look going next door and saying, hey, you probably have an extra couple months of seniority or skill or whatever it may be. Can you help me train these guys up? Because, like, I think across the board, sniper to sniper, if I were to go and observe and any other guy wanting to go to school or someone who was a sniper said, hey, dude, I just need some help. You know, while there might be some, like, just general shit talking, like, oh, okay, like, you know. But at the end of the day, we care about the community and making sure guys are adequately trained and the craft keeps growing. Because we all identified we're going to leave someday. Mm-hmm. We're going to pass the torch like we talked about way in episodes long ago. So I think just guys need to put their pride down a little bit and don't be afraid to go next door and seek help to make sure we're able to send guys down and get them trained at the schoolhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got to get in. That's the whole thing. They have to get in.
Yeah. And, yeah, we're pretty much at that point, you and me both. Like, we're on the chopping block for, you know, this the next generation, the next future snipers to take that torch.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what I don't want to see is, you know, for instance, a new conflict pops off, and then it will absolutely break my heart to see, you know, so-and-so sniper killed in action due to this.
Mm-hmm.
That will break my heart. And we're in that weird time right now where we just pulled out of a shitty situation in the Middle East. That's a whole other can of worms. But now you have this weird tension going on. So right now is a very crucial time. And I know, I hope that guys are preaching it and staying up to date at current events, which you should be doing, by the way, in your sections. Current events, do them. be aware of what the fuck's going on, but this is the crucial point.
Oh, sorry.
Point made.
Crucial point.
We're in the crucial time right now. So yeah.
Whether you're
on your way out or staying in for a little bit longer, what you do right now is going to make a serious no shit impact on the future of this craft and keeping guys alive.
Yeah. Like, we're in a garrison time right now, and the no better time to train is now to see what works and what doesn't work. Whether that be... Look at that retarded snake.
Yeah, just for anybody that doesn't know, you know, we both ordered these, like, these ceramic, or what are they, plastic? Like, it's a rattlesnake. It's supposed to wrap around our podcast mic. I got one. It looks sick. It's off Amazon. I sent the link to this guy. He orders it from the same place. It looks fucking ridiculous. Like, that's not a rattlesnake.
It's got one fang.
It's like an earthworm
with colors.
And I think it has one tooth. I don't know what's going on. All right. I'm sorry. I was distracted by this retarded-looking thing over here. We're working on getting better equipment.
Oh, shit. But, yeah, we just want to kind of do a really kind of quick little episode. Trying to put another episode out there for you guys, because I know a couple guys have been itching or talking to us, being like, hey, man, when's the next episode coming out? When's the next episode coming out? Like, we haven't quit on you guys. We just... Both have
courses and moving and things like that.
Yeah, we both have extremely busy careers, and you know, obviously we care about those, but we also care about you guys too. So we're trying to put out as much information as we can and still be active. But just sometimes life gets the better of us.
Yeah, I'd say it's a little more manageable right now. We're getting back in that time where, you know, I have more time to dedicate to making some cool graphics for you guys. And then gearing more towards getting people on the podcast. And then in addition to that, us two getting together more and just dropping little opinion-based podcasts like this. So, yeah, 2022 is going to be fun. We got a lot more Snake Pit stuff going on this year, I'd say.
Hopefully.
Yeah. One can hope.
One can hope. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up here. We're probably going to go and drink a few more beers, and we'll probably do, hopefully get another podcast in tomorrow, or recorded at least tomorrow morning.
At least recorded.
Yeah, record one tomorrow morning, so... maybe hungover. Maybe we'll just do some hair of the dog and record that one. That might just be a bullshitting one. Who knows? We'll see. But yeah.
Either way, yeah, we appreciate you guys' support. We love you guys. Keep training hard. Keep getting after the craft, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.